the endless supply of the following.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
It's why we can't have nice things. Our daily look at the dum-dums and those that are not good at being bad. I would have given this guy a tough time for maybe not planning out a bank robbery as maybe thorough as one should. I've never robbed a bank, but I would assume just from movies and stuff, there's a couple of things that you want to account for. Mainly a getaway vehicle seems to be a good idea, but Havelock, North Carolina, right there at the Truist Bank, guy goes in and he gets to the teller, hands the thing across the thing, and says, "Give me money." Well, they do, and then he leaves. And then he stands outside on the sidewalk for a minute, realizing maybe, according to security footage, it looks like he's pondering something, and it's probably either he was expecting a ride and the getaway driver got away, or he just didn't think this through. So he pushes over a fifth grader going by and steals his BMX bike. That's his escape. Gotta hand it to him. They're still looking for him. Dum, 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 dum. And that kid wants his bike back. Let's go to Florida, because Florida does Florida things. 65-year-old man in Florida wanted to cut in line at a grocery store. Boy, that is something that you cannot get away with in public. Daniel Cannell tried to cut in line at a Publix grocery store, but as most, I would assume, people did, a couple ahead of him declined the offer. And then they took slight umbrage, but evidently kept their cool. Daniel did not. So he tried putting his stuff on the checkout little belt anyway. And then there was an argument. Then Daniel got upset. And then he left his cart. And he stormed out of the store. A couple checked out, left the store also. Started loading their stuff in the back of their car. And that's when Daniel ran up behind them and sprayed them both in the face with bug spray. And then he ran off. Cops are called. They tracked Daniel down. He was arrested and charged with 2 counts of aggravated battery. One of the victims went to the hospital. It sounds like they'll both be okay right there, but goodness gracious. You talk about pest control. Dum, 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 dum. Let's stay in Florida. This time, a 5-year-old kiddo. You may have seen this story. 5-year-old kiddo there in Jacksonville ran away from home to go get breakfast at Chick-fil-A. Jacksonville police shared the body cam footage on social media earlier this week. The kiddo's house was just down the street, so the parents wake up. This happens, like, it's 7 in the morning. The parents wake up, and the kid's not in the house. Well, they call the police, and it just so happens, a couple minutes before that, police had spotted a 5-year-old kid at Chick-fil-A just sitting there eating. He got a sandwich. He had money. They got it. And he was eating by himself. They asked, "Hey, are you with anybody?" And he told them, "No, I just I ran away from home to get a Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit." He was afraid they were going to arrest him, but they promised him he wasn't going to jail. They took him back to his parents, and all is right with the world. But same energy, kid. I feel you on that. I do that too.
You're in trouble, dum-dum. You better run.
A worthy cause. Interesting scene on a highway in Toronto, as Toronto police recently charged a woman with careless driving for having a metal staircase attached to her car roof. It was not factory installed. The woman had backed into a giant metal staircase somewhere along the way and then drove off with it, and it like hung on top of the roof of the car and then starts going down an interstate. Officers stopped her when they saw her. And there's no reports, but at this point, I don't even think they asked. How did that... Dum, 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 dum. I mean, a ladder truck, maybe. Hey. And then finally, sometimes it's not being dumb. Sometimes it's just dumb luck. I mean, nobody won the Powerball jackpot, so...
Powerball!
Got to get money how you can. And that is exactly what this guy did, discovering $700 in cash inside of a suit jack pocket that he had purchased at a Goodwill store. $700 He just found multiple $100 bills, and it was just in the pocket, which tells you how well they wash those clothes there. So this unexpected windfall couldn't have come at a better time for David Dude Man, because David has financial issues, he says. He shared photos of the find on Reddit and other places online. Yeah, the guy's name is David Dude Man, who discovered $500 in cash in his Goodwill pocket. Dude Man.
Bruh.
I would think that's probably his reaction, too. Dude Man.
The dude abides.
I bet he abides. Dum, 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 dum.